Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Well, in better game news, we had Raiders Cowboys last night.
I was trying to watch that too. And that thing was rough.
Man, that game was terrible.
The Raiders are so bad.
They're shockingly bad.
Yes. And they're just from quarterback play to they have some of the worst quarterback O-line play, and I know those things are kind of married together.
Yeah.
But when you can't block and you've got a quarterback that really needs to be protected, and he only really operates well in clean pockets, play action, you can't do that, and you can't run the ball at all because as soon as Genty touches the ball, he's got three guys in his lap. It's a death sentence. You can't run on the Dallas Cowboys? They didn't even try. Dallas has one of the worst run defenses in the league. And I think Genty had, I want to say, 3 carries at the half. I think he had 6 for the game. Like, what are we doing?
And Aikman kept talking about that. But in defense of Chip Kelly in that regard, why are you going to give it to Genty when he's getting hit in the back? Like, he can't even get 2 yards before he's bowled over because of their offensive line. If I'm Ashton Genty, I'm pissed off that I play for the Raiders. Like, I want out of there.
He had 6 carries for 7 yards.
I mean, he can't move.
No.
The second they hand it to him, he's tackled.
But I'll look it up. I believe Dallas is like 29th or 30th in the league against the run. I'm going to go. I want to verify this. They had, as a team, 8 carries. 8 carries against a run defense that can't stop a nosebleed.
But they couldn't run it. They went 6.
They didn't try.
They did 6 times and they got 7 yards. What the hell do you want them to do? They can't run the ball. It's unbelievable. Dude, I've never seen.
It's possible that Pete Carroll's son, maybe not the best choice for the offensive line coach.
I have never seen a worse coach combination than Chip Kelly and Pete Carroll.
It's putrid.
Never seen anything like this.
It's so bad.
They even said on the broadcast last night that Chip Kelly even said, well, yeah, Pete's kind of unique. Like, I've never really worked for a coach like him. You know, Chip, he'll be out of there in no time. But at the same time, we know Chip knows his football. That offensive line is so bad. I don't know what you would do to help that offense. Whatever it is, Chip isn't doing it. So you probably look for a fresh set of eyes.
Yeah.
But come on, man. Who's the best offensive coordinator you know? It ain't any better under them.
No, I mean,
it's just not.
It would be because it's better than this. But yes, to your point,
they have no chance.
There is not a lot going on right now.
That team sucks.
They have an awful. They have an awful O line. But I mean, you can't just say in the NFL. I understand that talent level is different, but to look this bad on a week to week basis and seemingly have no scheme, no way to work through things. That is on Chip Kelly. Chip Kelly has been an unmitigated disaster, and why anyone thought he was going to be good is beyond me.
So, shockingly, the over-under last night was 49.5.
Yeah.
The score was 33-16. And I don't know how good you are at math.
Which I'm not.
But I'm great at it.
Clearly.
And I can tell you that 33 plus 16 is 49.
Mm-hmm.
So the game was sitting at 49 with the over-under of 49.5, meaning the Cowboys needed to score just 2 more points.
Sure.
And they would have gone over.
Mm-hmm.
The Cowboys knelt before the 2-minute warning on the Raiders' 5-yard line.
Yeah. I didn't realize that that's what was...
You probably turned it off
then. Yeah, I turned it off.
I was still watching.
And did you have that
number? I did not bet the game.
Thank God.
I did not bet the game. But I was still watching for a couple of reasons. One, the onside punt was fantastic, which we need to talk about. But then I don't know why. I was still watching it. And I've never seen a team kneel before the two-minute warning. I know it does happen.
Yeah.
Because I read today that the Raiders are the first team to have an opponent go victory formation before the two-minute warning twice in the same season.
Boy, that's a prestigious honor.
Since the 2015 Bucks.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's happened. Apparently, it happened to them earlier in the year. It's unbelievable. The game, listen, I know the game was out of hand, okay?
Yes.
But it's only a 17-point game. That's three scores.
Yes.
The Raiders have all three of their timeouts. It is before the two-minute warning. I mean, it's not crazy. And then the Cowboys just knelt. And then Pete just was like, oh, okay, perfect, thanks. I won't use my timeouts. I have never seen anything like that in my life.
They don't care. Like, at this point...
And I think they said that it was Schottenheimer kind of giving an homage to Pete, who he worked for. He's like, hey, I'm not going to run it up. Wouldn't have been running it up. The game was... I mean, the game is still going.
Can you imagine, though, like, when you're a gambler and something like that happens, that is just God telling you that he hates you.
Those are rough.
Those are just brutal.
That's why you don't overbet.
Yeah.
You know.
You got to be careful.
I love this so much. I'm going to put everything on. Don't ever do that because something like that could happen.
Like you're rolling and you think there's no way I don't get this cover. And then the Cowboys decide to pay an homage to Pete Carroll for some reason and kneel before the 2-minute warning.
Well, they have respect for Petey. I don't know how long he's going to be there either.
They should just.
What a mess that is.
They should just.
And speaking of messes,
they should just clean house.
Mark Davis's hair.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Well, have you not seen Mark Davis's hair? I mean,
it was worse last night.
Was it?
You didn't watch it, did you?
No, I saw it.
Dude, his hair was worse.
I think it's
moving back.
It's his hair.
Well, I know it's his hair. It's worse than it was. It is.
I did not notice.
It's moving back on his head.
I didn't notice.
If you want a great example of why rich people are so out of touch, I give you Mark Davis's hair. Because clearly no one will tell him how bad that is.
All right,
and he's surrounded by hots.
Yeah, that's the thing. I did notice, and maybe this is what distracted me. He had like three or four hots in the box when they showed him.
That's why rich people are out of touch, is no one will ever tell them the harsh truth.
And one of them, the one lady had like the Carmen Sandiego thing going on. She had like the big hat. They had the big hat on. I'm like, yeah, that's, I don't know. That just looks like his hair.
It's worse.
Well, I think what's happening, believe it or not, I think it's receding. That's what you were noticing in the booth?
Dude. Hmm. I can't take my eyes off it.
I just like that he had the hots.
And Jerry looks so old.
Well, Jerry looks like he's got one foot in the grave, and that's been there for a while.
And kind of bloated.
Well, he's clearly...
Is that the whiskey bloat?
Yeah, he's not.
He looks terrible.
Here's the part. That game was so bad that you're thinking that your big revelation is that Mark Davis and Jerry Jones look terrible now?
Well, it's no revelation. It's just pointing, just observation. Jesus. Now, the onside punt, I can tell you, was a revelation. I've never seen that in my life, and that was amazing.
I didn't know that the Dolphins had done that back in 1980.
They did?
Yeah. You didn't see that?
Did they say that on there?
Yeah. So they mentioned it when they came back, and then it was making the rounds today. I guess Don Shula tried it in 1980.
Wow.
Yeah.
Never seen that before. If you didn't watch it, which you probably didn't, you have to announce an onside kick now. So the Raiders announced that they were going to onside, and the kicker he punted it straight up into the air.
Yeah.
Damn good. I mean, damn good play. It can't go past the 45, so he only has, what, 25 yards
or
whatever?
Yeah, you got to go in the landing zone.
But he hit it way up there, allowed his guys the 10 yards to run up, and then it dropped, and the Cowboys got out of the way.
Which I don't understand.
Well, apparently he called no one. By the way, it sure seemed like both teams were entirely, even the Raiders who run the play,
yeah,
were entirely confused as to how the play worked.
Yes.
But the kicker pulled it off, and he hits his big, high, straight-up punt. It comes down and then hits and then bounces out of bounds. The Cowboy guy could have signaled a fair catch, and what I read later was that he did. And because he did, the Raiders could have caught it.
Yes.
And got the ball.
But the Cowboys attempt, when he kicked it like that, it seemed like everyone kind of freaked out, but a couple of the Cowboys waved, you can call fair catch on that. So why didn't they fair catch it? Well, they did. Like, the two guys, one was like a linebacker who was like number 53 and someone else, they kind of did the, hey, can I fair catch this? And they did this weird little wave. And then they let it drop. But Pickens was back there. I think he was the one that it bounced to him. All George Pickens had to do was call fair catch and then go catch it. I did not understand why the Cowboys let it bounce.
Oh, wait. No, he caught it. It didn't go out of bounds. He got it.
He
right?
caught it.
Off
it,
of a bounce.
Yeah, it hit the bounce, that's and then it went right into Pickens' hands.
That was a nice pull by
it
him,
was
though.
It was great, although you could have just let it go out of bounds and it wouldn't have, you know, wouldn't have mattered.
Right.
But I just, I was
everyone
there,
was confused.
Everyone. It baffled everyone. Even the guy that called fair catch, well, actually, there's two of them, didn't try to catch it. So they just called fair catch and then, like, did nothing.
Yeah, so the fact that the
No one knew.
The fact that the Cowboys backed off of it
meant
that the Raiders could have just gotten under it and caught it and had possession of the ball.
Yes.
And the reason for that is because Dallas had called a fair catch.
Yeah.
But they didn't do that either.
No.
They let it go.
Yeah. It's very strange. But I'll tell you what, I'm here for it.
Yeah, that was great.
Although,
now that's a cool, I tell you what, that's a cool onside kick. And I got to tell you, if you get the kick right.
Yeah. But it
that is
only if the other team is dumb, because if the other team is smart, they just fair catch it and then
what
go.
If your team is dumb?
Yeah. Well, the Cowboys. So.
Well, the Raiders.
Yeah, that's true. Everyone
they didn't know what to do.
They did not know what to do. I'm guessing that because this has made the rounds now and that the Dolphins have done this, I'm guessing every special teams coach at some point this week would be like, hey, just in case, and by the way, you can only do this on a safety. So just in case we ever get a safety and someone kicks the ball in a pooch, just fair catch it. Because they do that. Like sometimes they used to surprise people with little pooch kicks. We've even seen it from the old onside where you could surprise it. That's why everyone bounces the ball, because if you just do a little high pooch, there's no height requirement. If the ball doesn't touch the ground, you can fair catch it. And then the other team has to give you a chance to catch it.
Do you think there's a way, because you don't have to use a tee,
no,
but the ball has to be on the ground for kickoffs.
Yes.
Do you think there's a way that they can, that kickers can fudge a kick kind of like that, but not use a tee on the onside? You know what I'm saying?
To get it up in the, but you wouldn't want that. You would want it to hit the ground. Because again, once it hits the ground, you can't fair catch it. That's why you want the kick to bounce.
Yeah, but if you go, but like you say, if the other team's stupid.
Yeah.
Or not ready.
Yeah.
And your guys are down there,
yeah,
that creates a little chaos. Maybe the ball ping-pongs off some shoulder pads, and boom, it's yours.
I suppose. I mean, I guess if
you... I mean, you got to try something.
I guess you could try to do it like a wedge, where you get a really steep angle and come down at the ball. I mean, that's what they do. They just kick the top of the ball, and that's how you... I guess you do a little pop-up and let your guys run down there, yeah,
and then see how the other team handles it. If they muff it, your guys are right there.
You could. It's like sometimes people tried the line drive, tried to hit someone with it. But then everyone started doing that, and everyone just olayed it. They're like, hey, if it's a hot shot, just let it go.
Well, that's entirely too much time on the worst NFL game we've seen in a long time.
So before this week, now the Cowboys are all the way up to 24th in the league. They were 29th in the league.
Well, they got Quinnen Williams.
Against the run. And they played the Raiders. And teams running the ball had a 42% success rate, which was dead. Last, actually, I mean, it was the best run success rate. So dead last against, and the Raiders managed to run the ball six times. It's Chip Kelly should be fired on the spot for that.
I don't think he should, because Genty can't. They can't run it.
No,
and he knows that. He surrendered. He was like, "Dude, we can't run it, so we're just going to try to."
Geno slung the ball. Was it 42 times?
Yeah. Did I mean, that's what they have to do.
It ain't good when Geno Smith's thrown 42 times without play action.
That might be the worst team I've ever seen.
It's really bad. Although, remember I said yesterday that the Cincinnati Bengals have the worst defense, possibly of all time. Since they started keeping track of it, I do believe now that from a DVOA perspective, I do believe now that Cincinnati does have the worst defense ever tracked from that one statistic.
Is that right?
Yeah, they're in rarefied air. It's something special.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.